If you take a peek ahead at the itinerary of the Seder, you'll see that the next step that we have, Kadesh, what's next, Urchatz, sounds quite like another step that's going to come up. So this one called Urchatz, and a few steps later, we're going to have Rachtza. So it's very strange. Both have hand washing. Both are in preparation for eating. The second one does have a blessing. It's before the matzah. The first one doesn't have a blessing. What's behind this change and how it's called? So I read once that this was intentional and to enable every second step to be able to rhyme to help us recall the steps of the journey. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karbas, Yachatz, Magid, Rachtza. Motzi, Matzah, Maror, Korech, Shulchan, Orech, and as it goes to the end. It's cute on the surface, but any serious person's going to realize there's great depth here. Rhyming words demonstrate a deliberateness that are meant to convey structure and order. And is that not exact? Is that not the whole purpose of why we are sitting around the table on this night to realize that with all of the chaos of history, with all the chaos of the world that's around us, Hashem came into Mitzrayim, he came into Egypt and openly showed that there is a plan, there is a God, there's a schedule, there's a goal, there's a mission. Urchatz is second. It reminds us that our lives are like rhymes. There's a purpose and direction. We're meant to be ready to maybe, just maybe, on this night, we can discover a part of that for ourselves.